For several years, the National Nuclear Security Administration has operated a program it describes as a pipeline of science and technology talent from minority-serving colleges and universities to the Energy Department's labs and other sites. Now the NNSA has expanded the program with some new subjects. Joining me with the details, the NNSA's program manager, David Canty. Mr. Canty, good to have you on.
Good to be here, sir. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about this program, the STEM program in these minority-serving institutions. How does it all work?
Sure. So the Minority Serving Institution Partnership Program is a vital program within the NNSA. It's been around for a few years here. And what we do with the program is we align investments with university capacity and their workforce development programs to our NNSA mission in hopes that we will have the students transition into our pipeline. As one of the education programs, is very integral for us because, you know, as we look over the next 5 years, we're seeing that about 40% of our workforce within the nuclear security enterprise is eligible for retirement. So what we're doing now is making investments in STEM, but really we want to focus on the untapped expertise at MSIs, minority-serving institutions. And so what we found is that over the years, we've really gotten some really great students from these schools, and we would like to continue to expand the program and continue to have more MSIs that have nuclear security enterprise-related programs at their institutions.
And what are the sorts of programs that would relate to the nuclear enterprise?
Sure. So through this program, we invest we resource the schools in many different ways. So we do that by one, capacity building, where we actually, whether it's through infrastructure or lab development, where we actually have them build up, labs that would support various projects that are related to the nuclear security enterprise. We do that through also student enrichment programs, where we actually have, through this program, students go to internships at our different lab sites and complexes. And then we also have collaborative research opportunities where the professors and the students get to work hand in hand with our researchers at all of our various sites as well.
And are the subjects that are covered that relate to nuclear security, such as nuclear engineering, but also, I guess, mechanical engineering, mathematics, that kind of thing? What are some of the topics?
Sure. So we've chosen to focus on kind of four overarching topics right now. Those are advanced manufacturing, energy systems, cybersecurity, and then just overall nuclear security, nuclear engineering. And so what we found is that we are trying to build up these STEM programs, but we also want to have a somewhat of a nexus to our mission space. And so we found that those different topical areas have a really great nexus, and they're really well connected to what our labs and sites are doing.
And do these people flow into just the NNSA or also to other Energy Department types of programs and installations?
Sure. So we have students that come into the NNSA directly, so NNSA headquarters, but also, and more importantly, to all of our different technical sites, so our national labs, our production plants, and all of our different sites that support the NNSA and nuclear security enterprise mission.
I guess people often don't realize how much manufacturing and engineering is done by NNSA. There's a big policy end to what you do, but there's also a lot of real mechanical working with weapon systems and naval nuclear systems.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think a lot of people focus on, what is done at our design labs like Los Alamos and Lawrence Livermore, but there's also production is, definitely a viable arm. And I think that, we're looking for engineers from across the spectrum that really can play into the production and maintenance as well.
We're speaking with David Canty. He's program manager for the Minority Servicing Institutions Partnership Program at the National Nuclear Security Administration. And you have something called a consortia-based approach. What does that mean?
Yes, good question. So when this program was first running back in, I would say, the 2014 area, we were awarding to individual schools. But what we found is that by taking a consortium-based approach where we have multiple minority-serving institutions partner together, we were actually getting more students through the pipeline, more opportunities where researchers are working with the labs. And really because, across the spectrum, and I think this is just university wide. You have universities that just have more capabilities on deck, have more lab infrastructure, and some that may not. So, you know, through this consortium based partnership, schools are able to work directly with some of the other schools that may have more capacity set up, even to build up their own and ensure that all of it is aligned back to, the nuclear security enterprise and even the broader national security enterprise.
And how many schools are in the program?
Sure. So right now with the new expansion, we have 38 MSIs that we currently support, and that is across historically Black colleges and universities, tribal colleges and universities, and predominantly Hispanic-serving institutions.
Now, recently you have added four new consortia for different sub-themes on some of these. What are those?
We recently added four new consortiums, as you said, and actually one is led by the University of District of Columbia right here in town, and that's our Additive Manufacturing Post-Processing Partnership. So that one is taking a look at different additive manufacturing approaches within advanced manufacturing and also the expansion of material sciences as it relates back to production. That one, as I said, is led by the University of District of Columbia and also partnered with some other institutions here in town, Howard University and Morgan State University out at Baltimore. Also, we've added the Partnership for Proactive Cybersecurity Training, PACT, that's led by the University of Arizona with partners at Howard as well and Navajo Technical University in Crown Point, New Mexico. And that one is really focused on, different strategies for advancing on cybersecurity training as it relates back to the NSE or nuclear security enterprise. And then third, we have our Energy Sciences and Experimental Modeling Consortium, ESIM as we call it, and that's led by Prairie View A&M University with partnerships at the Inter-American University of Puerto Rico, Morehouse College, and Tennessee State University. And that one's taking a little bit more of the broader DOE focus, taking a look at energy sciences and what are different ways, energy and energy development plays into the nuclear security enterprise as well. And then lastly, the Consortium on Nuclear Security Technologies, CONNECT, as we call it for short, that's led by the University of Texas at San Antonio with partnerships at St. Mary's University and also University of Nevada at Las Vegas. I would say that one has definitely more of a broader nuclear security approach. They're looking at fuel cycle and material synthesis and fabrication, and also characterization and forensic signature identification, with regards to, again, kind of the design and production.
Yeah, sure doesn't sound like basket weaving. And do you have any sense of how many people have come through the program? And do you know how many people have found jobs in the federal government, or also maybe at some of the contractors, too, that are allied with the whole nuclear security enterprise?
Sure. So we've had about, over 530 students that have participated in various internships at our different sites, plants, and even here at NSA headquarters. And, some of those students actually go into jobs. I actually know for a fact that we've had over 40 students get permanent positions. And then, this is for the life of the program. And then also, students who may not necessarily come on board right away, they're offered opportunities into some of the other programs that we have here at NNSA. So we also have a National Nuclear Security Administration Graduate Fellowship Program, which is really popular amongst our students, especially grad students looking to get an advanced degree. And so many students will often, as we see it, extend the pipeline and go through another program offering that we have. And that program actually typically has an opportunity for permanent conversion once it's completed. It's a one-year program. It has, different phases where students are able to spend time at different offices. So, they get, the really broad spectrum of working in actual a technical office. And then, even on the other, the business operations side of things as well.
Sure. And if, say, one of the partners like the Navy came, because they have a big need for nuclear engineering people, would the students be available possibly to allied agencies also?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. So, as one of our major mission thrusts is the support of the Navy, so we, definitely the students would be available as well. And in fact, aside from the internships that students are able to get from the consortium, so as a member of a supported school. We also have direct internship opportunities as well for MSI students or students that attend MSIs, and we actually do a call for that around the January timeframe, I would say every year, and it closes in March. And so all of that information and any information about the program can be found at the MSIT website.
David Canty is program manager for the Minority Servicing Institutions Partnership Program at the National Nuclear Security Administration. Sounds pretty exciting. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Tom.
We'll post this interview along with a link to more information at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.